the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, back to St. Paul, the great evangelist and the chosen vessel. We will study the communication in St. Paul. The communication is one of the skills any evangelist should have. In order to succeed in his mission, he should be a very good communicator with all people, whatever their culture, whatever their background. And you know, the communication nowadays is considered the science of life. It's the science of life. All things in life related to communication. Prayer is communication. Love is communication. Success is related to communication. Even your relationship with laptop, kind of communication, with your mobile is kind of communication. So it's the science of life. The best communicator, he is the one who can enjoy his life to its peak. And before studying communication in St. Paul, let's study communication in Christ himself. Just a quick revision about communication in Christ, we can see clearly that our Lord was a great communicator. Like the quality time, he gave his disciples good time, quality time. He could spend the best of time with each person he was spending time with. The people were enjoying sitting with the Lord, and he was enjoying his time in praying. So, you know, if you have good communication, all the time you are happy. You are doing your best in your life. Also, our Lord Christ was using what they call now non-verbal communication. Communication, it's not how to express yourself in words. No, actually more than maybe 80% of the communication, it's not wording, it's not vocabulary. Your looks communicating, your touches are communicating, your appearance is, you know, communicating, the facial expression kind of communication. And the Lord Christ was doing all of this in its best way. Also, Christ was a very good listener. Communication is not to speak, is not to start talking, is not to give what's inside you. No, it's also related to you accept, you receive. So being an active listener, it's one pillar of the best communication. We have to be good listener, active listener. We have to listen by all our being, the mind, the eye, the ear, the facial expression. We listen by all the being. Also, Christ was engaged in some of long conversations, especially in the Gospel of St. John. You can see that the Lord spent many hours speaking with somebody, like the Samaritan woman, like Nicodemus, like the blind, the born blind. So you have long talks, long dialogues, so you can see how communication proceeds with the Lord himself. So Christ was also communicating by his behavior. He was a role model of all virtues. So this is kind of silent teaching, and this is also a good way of communication. Confrontation was one of the elements in communication related to Christ. He confronted his disciples with their mistakes. It happened many times that he faced the wrong, he faced the problem. And this confrontation, it's at some important point in communication. Also, Christ was always commenting on events or incidents or something happening around. This kind of commenting upon things, this is also very good way of communication. You need not to preach, to give sermons or lecture. No, while walking, while sitting, while laughing, we may comment and give very good comments, which is also a way of best communication. Answering question, it's an art how to answer a question, how to put the answer in the best way, how to give a complete but short and concise answer. This is also a good communication. Because sometimes when you answer questions, you are out of the line, or you are, you know, hurting others by this answer. So you need to be very wise while answering questions. The touches of the Lord was some way of communication. He was touching the leper man, Labras, and he was touching the old woman having her back sick for many years. He was touching the children and he kissed them. So these touches were always kind of communication. So the non-verbal communication was very clear in his life, and also the verbal communication was there. Now Saint Paul had also a very good evangelist, especially in communication. First of all, we have to mention that writing letters or writing the epistles of Saint Paul was some way of communication to the faraway people. He did not finish his service in Philippian just by leaving Philippi. No, he was following them up by his letter. Again with the Romans, with the Corinthians, with the Thessalonians. So this kind of chatting through letters, and there were no internet and no laptops, and writing letters was not easy. And you know, he had some time in his life a disease with his eyes. He couldn't write letters by his hand, but although he could make it and continued the communication with the people through the letters. And also, you know, in our evangelism service, we need to communicate better than this, through the SMS, the letters, the chatting, the email, the phone, the call, the visitations, these all ways of communication. And these ways are very essential in preaching the Word of God and coming nearer to the hearts of the people we serve. Also, you know, when he was communicating with groups, with the assembly, with the congregation, you can see he was very good in this. But sometimes he failed. He might fail. When he was preaching with Barnabas, they had no small dissension and dispute with them. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So this means that they had some kind of quarrel or tough discussion about the idea of Judaism, up to they have to go to Jerusalem to check with the apostles what their opinion in this. But this is a good way of communication. When we cannot reach final decision together, we have to upgrade it to go to the higher level of decision takers. And that's what happened with St. Paul when they shifted the level of discussion to the level of the apostles. Again, in St. Paul, once happened in Galatians chapter 2 that, you know, when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. Although St. Peter was an elder to St. Paul, and St. Paul was really a beloved son to St. Peter or a beloved friend, but because of the congregation, he stopped him. He blamed him. He confronted him. And, you know, they still, two beloved saints, they continued as loving each other as saints. Most of the problems in relationships under the title of miscommunication between boss and workers, between father and sons, between family partners, between friends, between servants, you know, this is kind of miscommunication usually. In the book of Acts, chapter 21st, you know, St. Paul spent a long time lecturing to the Jews, I was a real Jew like you, a Hebrew, but I saw Christ and I believed in Christ as the Messiah. And I would love to tell you the truth, but you know, they were not listening. They were very much aggressive and they tried to kill him. So this man of the Roman Empire took him away, kidnapped him with the soldiers to save his life. Look to this. As Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, "May I speak to you?" He replied, "Can you speak Greek?" So look to this. While he was preaching to the Jews, he was preaching in the Jew language. But when he started speaking to the commander, he spoke the Greek language. So this is how to communicate. You choose the best language. I don't mean only the language, the tongue I mean, no. Also the cultured language, the background language. So he spoke to the commander in a Roman way. "It's my right to tell you things." So the commander was astonished seeing this Jew person can speak good Greek language. So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And this, you know, kind of moving hands to the Jew, understood by the Jew, but not by the Romans, that I want to speak. There is some language he know and they know. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying, so on the same chapter you can see he was shifting from the Greek language to the Hebrew language on the same site. Again, it happened when he was tortured in Philippians, as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the commander, saying, "Take care what you do, for this man is a Roman." So also, communication is an art of when and how to tell the truth. When, not only how, but when to explore things. You cannot say things anytime. Sometimes you should keep this covered. And this is the art of communication. You cannot say everything anytime. No, this is not the art of communication. For the communication in St. Paul was also related to his philosophy in service. In his philosophy, "For though I'm free from all, I'm free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under the law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." This is exactly what we mean by the art of communication. He is not a pagan for the pagans, هو مش ملحد للملحدين, but he acted as if he is not Jew, just to save them. He acted like those who are not under the law, although his conscience is always clear, he will not do any wrong, because he is under the law of Christ, but in communication he will never show this, so he can win some. This is the art of communication. We cannot communicate with the Lord if he stayed in his heaven. But when he became man and he lived on our land, the communication was very much easier. He lived our life and he suffered our suffering. He taught us our language. We touched him. We sat with him. Nowadays we could eat him. So this is all work with the communication art. Communication with the Jews were usually related to the prophecies and the testimony of the books, and also was usually in Hebrew language. And this stands for the common background. We have to have a common background to build upon any communication, any relationship. So with the Jews, he was very much Jewish. He was very much different from his service with the Greek. While communicating with the pagans, he was always speaking with logic, philosophy, poetry, and with respect, appreciation, and also in their language. With the Romans, he could speak some Latin. So with everyone, he could communicate his best way. That's why he was one of the great evangelists ever seen on earth. Thank God. Glory.